The Black Keys are back on the World Cafe today, playing live in the studios of our affiliate, WFUV, in New York City. The band has always been a no-frills duo, with Patrick Kearney on drums and Dan Auerbach's blues rock guitar and voice. For their new album, Attack and Release, they worked with Danger Mouse, the producer who is half of Gnarls Barkley and who met the guys through work on an album for the R&B pioneer Ike Turner. Well, Ike passed away, leaving a bunch of songs that everyone agreed worked as Black Keys music. I began our session by asking Dan Auerbach how that relationship with Danger Mouse came about.
He just called us out of the blue, wanted us, he was friends with Ike, wanted us to make a record with Ike, and his idea was it would just be the Black Keys and Ike Turner, and that would be it, and it would just be the three of us on record. So that's what we started working on, because we thought it was a cool idea. So we would record songs in Akron, and then we'd send them to Brian in Los Angeles, and he'd have Ike come up to his studio. Ike is about an hour away or something like that. So it was this process that was kind of, it was really time consuming, and, you know, plus all of us were doing our own thing and working outside of just this project. So after 2.5 months of working on it, we only really had 3 or 4 songs done, and we realized that it was getting about time for Pat and I to make a record. So that's when we decided to put the Ike thing on hold and to start working on our own album.
And of course, Ike passed away shortly after that, so it was became kind of a moot point anyway. Did you get a chance to meet with him at all outside of the virtual space?
No, we never met Ike. We never even talked to him on the phone.
That's too bad. Did you get any reaction to your tracks? Did you get to hear any of the results that came back?
We have 3 songs that we've heard that were finished. That 2 of which are on, you know, are songs that we re-recorded for the record, Lies and I Got Mine, and you know, they sound really cool. They're definitely, you know, amazing to hear Ike singing on top of our music and the words that Dan wrote, and it's kind of mind-blowing, you know.
So now here you go, you got I Got Mine, the Ike Turner version, and you're going to do it yourself. I don't know, do you follow Ike's lead, or how did you work on that?
Well, it was our song first, you know, so I just do it the way I always did it, and really Ike was sort of following our lead. We would send the songs with vocals so that he would know kind of, you know, how the arrangement went.
Well, why don't we start our session off with Black Keys are playing live for us today, and do I Got Mine to begin?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
I got mine from the Black Keys playing live for us today. We're having a chance to talk with Patrick Carney and Dan Auerbach about the new album Attack and Release, and that is one of the tracks we just learned that that was originally written with Ike Turner in mind, which is kind of how the Danger Mouse, who produced this album, relationship began. I've always been curious about you guys when you make your own records, and you're kind of, at least in the first few, really kind of strict about the drums, guitar, that's what's on the record. Do you actually go into the studios with rules? We're not going to do this. Did Brian Burton, Danger Mouse, get you to rethink any of those, or how did that work?
On previous records, there were kind of, not, it wasn't really planned, but there was, like, you know, we would overdub some stuff, like bass or guitar part or something, but we really weren't into the idea of putting too much stuff on that we couldn't reproduce live early on, and then around Rubber Factory we started incorporating different things that, and we knew we wouldn't be able to play it live, but it was cool, we were fine with that, and slowly we started adding stuff. And I guess when we got, before we went in to make this record, even before Brian was going to be producing it, we knew we wanted to add it, we wanted to layer it, we wanted to kind of flush it out and definitely make a record that is going to be different live 100%. So. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, all the songs were put together with just drums, guitar, vocals, so they were all kind of conceived that way, so it's natural to play them live without all of the extras.
Black Keys are our guests, and another live track. What's next?
Same old thing.
same old thing from our guest today. We're talking once again with the Black Keys. It seems that the profile of Black Keys has just taken a quantum leap on Attack and Release. I don't know. What's the question? Are you guys as comfortable with that as you could be?
I don't know. Not a lot's changed. We still live in Akron. We still hang out there, and then we still plan on making music there. Yeah. So it's sort of nothing's really changed. I don't know.
And we still get called offensive things in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
What happened there?
We just got
It turned into 1965.
Yeah. We stopped and got assaulted by miners.
Great.
It was actually more like 1875 and 1965 rolled into one. It's the first time we were forced to eat at Applebee's, which is unfortunate. And
I think you can imagine what happened. Picture five guys with crew cuts coming up in a pickup truck, and picture three guys with long hair from out of town.
Yeah, this is 1965. That is, wow. I guess one of the things that's kind of interesting on this new album, and certainly you know, with how it sounds too, is not only did you guys play other things, but you had some other personnel in there, and Mark Rebo came by. Patrick Ralph is your dad, and
my uncle.
Is your uncle?
My
uncle. He's a musician, obviously.
Yeah, he's a horn player. He's played with a lot of people, like Tom Waits for a long time, and he's played with like Allen Ginsberg and I don't know, a lot of people. He's really talented, and Dan and I, whenever we go to San Francisco where he lives, he comes and plays a song with us or two, and he's been doing that for like 6 years. So when we thought of having Rebo, it made perfect sense to have Ralph too, so because they played together with Tom Waits for like 12 years.
Right. So, what's it like for you to have another guitar player on it? It must be kind of cool with somebody like Rebo.
Yeah, I was such a massive fan that it was just kind of, you know, it was fun. Just eyeballing him playing pretty much all the couple days he was there. You know, it's kind of cool. Don't get to hang out with many musicians in the studio, so it was fun.
Black Keys are our guest. The new one is Attack and Release, and we've been playing a whole bunch of, I guess everybody has, Strange Times, the first single released off it. Can you guys show us how it's sounding live?
Sure. We'll give it a shot. Travel on their way from here.
Strange Times from Black Keys playing live. Our thanks to Patrick Carney and for Dan Auerbach for playing live today. Thanks you guys again for being on the show. It's always a treat.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.